Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SRF Limited Q4 FY21 earnings conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ranjit Cirumalla from B&K Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Stanford. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us on SRF Limited's Q4 and FY21 results conference call. Today, we have with us Mr. Rahul Jain, President and Chief Financial Officer, SRF Limited. I would like to invite Ms. Nitika Dhawan, Head of Corporate Communications at SRF, to initiate the proceedings for SRF's con call. Over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on SRF Limited's Quarter 4 and FY21 results conference call. We will begin this call with brief opening remarks from our President and CFO, Mr. Rahul Jain, following which we will open the forum for an interactive question-and-answer session. Before we begin, I would like to point out that some statements made in this call may be forward-looking, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Jain to make his opening remarks.
Thank you, Nitika. Good afternoon, everyone, and I extend a warm welcome to all of you, and thank you for joining us today on SRF's Q4 and FY21 earnings conference call. I trust you, your families, and colleagues are safe and in good health in these unprecedented times. The second wave has hit our country hard, and I only hope that the situation will begin to plateau out from here, both from an individual well-being and an economic sustainability perspective. I will initiate the call by briefly taking you through the key operational highlights for the period under review, following which we will open the forum for a Q&A session. The global economy and diverse industries across India and international markets have been witnessing an unprecedented health and economic crisis due to the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic. Amid the second wave of COVID-19, our primary focus has been on ensuring business continuity, considering all the relevant guidelines, as well as taking appropriate actions for the safety and well-being of our employees and communities around our plants and offices. The health and well-being of our employees and our communities is of paramount importance to us, and we remain focused to help them in all possible ways. Overall, we have ended the year on a strong note, with SRF delivering robust performance in Q4 FY21. The chemicals and packaging films businesses have done exceedingly well and were supported well by our other businesses. In Q4 FY21, gross operating revenue increased 40% YoY to 2,608 crore, and EBITDA grew 64% YoY to 647 crore. The company's profit after tax (PAT) increased 96% from 194 crore to 381 crore in Q4 FY21 when compared with the corresponding period last year. Let me now take you through our segmental performance. The chemicals business delivered a robust performance during the period under review. In FY21, our chemicals business has displayed a robust growth of about 23% year-on-year to achieve record revenues of 3,645 crore. During the quarter, our specialty chemicals business has performed exceedingly well, led by higher demand from overseas markets and increased volumes of a few key products supplied to our major European customers. Throughout the year, we expanded our products and added various new products to our agro and pharma portfolios. During the quarter, SRF commissioned two dedicated plants to produce agrochemical products. On an expanding revenue base, the company remains focused on cost-cutting initiatives and process improvement initiatives to maximize asset utilization and margin profile of the products. As we grow our revenues, we plan to continue investments in this segment to sustain healthy growth rates over the next few years. We believe this is commendable owing to notably higher base. In this regard, I am also pleased to share that the Board of Directors has approved for setting up a fourth multipurpose plant at a cost of Rs. 375 crores. The Dahej site, comprising of three existing multipurpose facilities that have enabled the business to launch new products successfully. These facilities have now approached almost full capacity utilization, and a need was being felt to add higher capacity multipurpose facilities that could cater to both technically superior products and higher commercial quantities. As the business is growing, it is essential to augment such facilities to capitalize on emerging business opportunities. With an expanding product portfolio, a new multipurpose plant facility will further support our endeavors to tap emerging business opportunities and ensure a robust pipeline of new products in the future. Similar investments, alongside improved efficiencies and optimum utilization of capacities, should enable us to deliver operational excellence and results even in better performances going forward. The fluorochemicals business registered a strong performance led by significant volumes of refrigerants in both domestic and international markets. During the quarter, higher contribution from chloromethanes enhanced the overall performance of the business. SRF continues to expand its domestic market share of HFCs, and the Dymel brand has initiated exports to various countries. With the resurgence of COVID-19 in its second wave, we have seen return of local lockdowns and restrictions imposed by local authorities in some jurisdictions. This may have an adverse impact on the business performance in the short term. In the medium term, however, with vaccination drives being carried out across the nation, we anticipate normalization in economic activity, leading to healthy recovery in demand from both the auto and the air conditioning segments. Moving on to our packaging films business, which registered an exceptional performance during the quarter, with both domestic and international facilities delivering robust results. In FY21, our packaging film business has displayed a robust growth of 26% year-on-year to achieve record revenues of 3,292 crores. Scale, operating leverage, better margins, and strong demand from marquee customers across the globe have helped SRF establish itself as a renowned player in the global packaging industry. Healthy contribution from value-added products has further aided growth. On the domestic front, civil work for SRF's new BOPP line and metallizer at Indore is progressing as per schedule. Similarly, SRF's first BOPP film line in Thailand will be commissioned in the upcoming quarter. Our recently commissioned Hungary facility is now also anticipated to ramp up to maximum capacity in the coming months. Moving on to our technical textiles business, the business reported an encouraging performance aided by quick recovery of the tire industry. Customers continue to favor domestic supplies owing to supply volatility, which has resulted in import substitution. In belting fabrics, our focus has been on customization of fabrics required by our customers from time to time and deliver products in time for their needs. Lastly, in our other segment, SRF continues to maintain its market leadership in the coated fabrics business with a high volume share driven by improved sourcing initiatives and plant efficiency. Despite the lockdown, the laminated fabric business performed well. SRF's semi-hot product has been very well received in the market, and we are seeing increase in its volumes. On the other hand, due to severe oversupply situation, margin pressure is expected to continue for some more time in the segment. Going on to our balance sheet, in FY21, SRF was able to sustain liquidity across several term provisions, money market activities, and debt management while ensuring a healthy balance sheet position. Our net debt position was lower by almost 1,000 crores when compared to FY20. This is despite continued investment in capex and higher working capital requirements on account of new plants starting up. The balance sheet saw 33% reduction in its interest cost at a consolidated level on account of lower volumes as well as better rate negotiations. During the year, volatility in exchange rates, especially in emerging markets, remained very high. However, prudent hedging and risk management strategy have been put in place to minimize the impact. The liquidity position of the company remains strong, and recently, ratings of the company have been reaffirmed by all the rating agencies. Our capital expenditure plans for the ensuing financial year are proceeding well, and sanctioned capital expenditure plans and those that will be sanctioned during the year will probably require an additional cash allocation during FY22 in the range of 1600 to 1900 crores. While mostly these will be funded by internal accruals and cash generation, some additional debt may be required to fund these, which could range from 200 to 300 crores over the year. Despite the above, our balance sheet remains strong and pretty much under-leveraged to encash on other opportunities that come through during the year, which we remain open to. It is gratifying that we continue to garner recognition for our work and various other initiatives. Recently, SRF's packaging films business facility in South Africa has been bestowed the 5-star rating for occupational health and safety from British Safety Council. 5-star occupational health and safety audit by British Safety Council is one of the most comprehensive, contemporary, quantified audit processes available anywhere in the world and is a testimony to our strong commitment towards maintaining the highest OHS level across our facility. At SRF, we care deeply for our people and communities that we operate in. During the quarter, SRF Foundation organized a 9-day free eye screening camp in association with Indian Vision Institute, benefiting more than 1,500 people living across 9 villages in Mewat, Haryana. SRF Foundation also installed digital classrooms in 50 government schools across Mewat, Dahej, and Bhopal. SRF's Technical Textiles Business Facility in Gundipondi, Tamil Nadu, awarded scholarships to students from the marginalized communities. In view of the current crisis, SRF's packaging film business in Indore, Madhya Pradesh, donated oxygen concentration machines and vital drugs to the Dhar District Administration. We are humbled that our initiatives in the CSR space have been recognized from time to time. During the quarter, SRF Limited was awarded CSR Best STEM Educational Project through partnership Large Impact at the 9th India CSR Awards in January 2021. To conclude, we remain optimistic about our future growth and the market opportunities presented by each of our businesses. We continue to evolve at a steady pace as the international and domestic operating environments strengthen. Our investments in world-class infrastructure, qualified personnel, and unparalleled R&D capabilities have led us to this position. With a solid infrastructure in place and unmatched resources, we are confident of our ability to achieve positive outcomes and create value for all of our stakeholders in the future. On that note, I conclude my remarks and would be glad to discuss any questions, comments, or suggestions that you may have. I would now like to ask the moderator to open the line for Q&A session. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star, then one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star, then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please press star, then one. The first question is from the line of Rohit Nagraj from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Good afternoon, Rahul. Two questions on the custom synthesis. Before that, congratulations on a good performance, on all around performance. So on the custom synthesis, currently how many molecules are in early stage, growth stage and maturity stage? Either in terms of the number of molecules or percentage of our current basket. Thank you.
I would say typically at any point in time, there are about 50 to 60 molecules that are in various stages of development. At this point in time, I would say there are about 60 which are there in various stages. Some which are at lab scale, some at pilot plant scale, and some at the kilo lab and various other states. Typically, what we've been able to do over a period of time, Rohit, is get to at least two or three products, new product launches during the quarter. I suppose this is something that can continue for the future and hopefully add more value going forward as well.
Thanks. That is helpful. Another concurrent question to this is in terms of the commercialized molecules. In their product life cycle, how many of them would be in the early stage and growth and maturity? So we may be having a certain basket of, I don't know how many molecules, but they've been commercialized maybe 5 years back, 7 years back, or 2 years back. So how many of them would be in these three stages? Thank you.
So, at any point in time, we would be selling almost 15-16 products. I say at any point in time, I'm talking about the quarter-on-quarter position in that sense. And in some cases, what we've seen is that the products that are being sold are largely those that are the products are those that are in multipurpose or products that are being sold out of our multipurpose plants, and the balance are more, let's say, normalized products that we've been selling for a long time. So that's how we would look at it. Let's say 20% from 20 to 30% for multipurpose plants, and the balance would be more dedicated and more products that we've been doing for a long time.
Fair enough. Understood. Thanks a lot and the best of luck. I'll come back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in this conference call, please limit your questions to two per participant. For any further questions, you may come back for a follow-up. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gaur from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Rahul. Thank you. Rahul, my question with regards to chemical, wherein, in this quarter, we have seen good volume from refrigerant as well as chloromethane has also done better. How has spec chem have done? Do we face any capacity there? Why I'm asking this capacity concern, why I'm asking this is because if you really see YOY, there is a growth of 30%. And if you adjust for that 15-day loss last March, there's a growth of 10%, roughly 10 to 12% in chemical. And obviously, margin side, we have done much better there. So any color on there, if you can give some detail, that will be helpful, Rahul.
So I would typically say, Rohit, that the specialty chemicals performance for the year has been a very, very encouraging performance. The overall revenues of the specialty chemicals this year have been in the range of about 2,350 crores in total, which roughly, let's say, about 1,250 crores of revenues from our fluorochemicals business. Again, the first quarter for the fluorochemicals business was pretty much a difficult quarter given the fact that there were lockdowns that were imposed, and first quarter last year, and typically first quarter is a very good quarter for the fluorochemicals business. It had a kind of a negative impact on the fluorochemicals business. But when I look at it, chemicals business as an overall performance, I still see from a margin perspective, from roughly about 17% EBIT margins to almost 20% EBIT margins from a year-on-year basis, as well as about 600 basis points EBIT margin expansion on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Again, I would also like to point out here that in the specialty chemicals business, Q4 was a very good quarter for us, given the fact that we were selling some of the very high value added products. Some of those will probably come through a bit later in the future. But yeah, the overall performance of the specialty chemicals business has been a fairly robust one during the year.
Okay, and what will be our guidance for TechChem at least for FY22 and
23? I would really keep my guidance down to FY22 actually as of now, and then give you a more generic statement in terms of how we look at the specialty chemicals business. We believe even this year, despite the strong base that we have developed, a 10 to 15% growth in specialty chemicals is pretty much possible, given that we have new capacities that have been added. Some of those are ramping up going forward, given that we've seen global agrochemical markets being fairly robust, the Indian specialty chemical market being becoming very, very positive, our plants almost stabilizing to much better levels, almost all the capacity utilizations being full. Given all of those as facts, we believe a 10 to 15% growth even this year is a possibility in the specialty chemicals business. I would also like to add that some of our new products are also kicking in, and that should add as a positive going forward.
So Rahul, lastly on CapEx side in SpecChem, currently we have two dedicated plant which
your line broke. Please could you repeat, please?
Hello, am I audible now?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, Rahul, my question with regards to CapEx is currently we have one announced, which is recently announced, NTP4, and two dedicated plants. Apart from these, any other CapEx we have in SpecChem announced and not yet come?
I would typically say, so these are large projects that have been announced, which require board approval. At any point in time, other than these projects, also there are about 100-150 crores, 200 crores of capexes, which are much smaller value add capexes that have, let's say, a very, very strong IRR possibility. A very strong possibility in terms of growth opportunities that they offer. In some cases, some of these capexes that we keep doing are capexes of the nature where, let's say, the cost measure that can be brought down in terms of the product costing is something which is very, very significant. And those will keep going on. So that's something that is going on currently and will keep going forward.
Sure. Thank you. All the best, all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Atul Tiwari from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot. And congrats on a very good set of numbers. This breakup of CapEx. So this CapEx that you have guided for, 16 to 1900 crore in FY22, would it be possible to give a rough breakup of this CapEx across segments, across three segments that you have?
See, I can give you a rough breakup. I think overall 70% of this CapEx, 60 to 70% of this CapEx will be in the chemicals business, given the fact that we are doing the PTFE, the chloromethanes expansion is going on, the R22 part of the thing is going on, the 32 expansion is going on, the expansion on the TTV products in specialty is going on. There are various other small capexes going on. There is the water security capex that is going on. So all of these put together, I think today, then, and again the 375 crore capex announcement, which is a 14-month capex, major portion of that will have cost incurred during this year. I think about 60 to 70% would be chemical business. I may be off some bit here, Atul. There is the BOPP capex going on in Thailand and in India, and then there are various small capexes that are going on in the technical textiles business, aggregating to about 100-150 crores. So that's something that is going on. When I say 1600 to 1900, it includes, let's say, 200 to 300 of capexes that have still not been announced, which will get announced over a period of time. So I am including that as a part of the specialty, when I am including, or the chemical business, when I am saying the overall capex number.
Okay, sir. Very clear, very clear.
And I hope that explains it,
okay? No, sir. That is quite good. And sir, on the packaging film business, would it be possible to give an idea of capacity utilization on currently commissioned capacity, including the Hungary plant? I mean, are we close to like 90-95% or lower than that?
So each plant is different. Our India capacity is completely utilized. Thailand capacity, let's say, is somewhere around it. And when I'm saying currently, I am talking about exiting March. Because it is very difficult to give you an overall picture of the capacity through the year, right? So that's why I'm saying exiting March, our India capacity on BOPET and BOPP is fully utilized. Thailand, all the old lines are fully utilized. The BOPET is, let's say, about 70 to 80% utilized. The BOPP is to come in, which will probably be June next year. Hopefully in the next 6 months after its commissioning, it will also get fully utilized. Hungary capacity is probably about 75-80% utilized. South Africa is 100%. I have covered every location that we have.
Okay, great. And if you allow me one last one on your guidance. So obviously your chemical business has been doing very well. But in that light, the guidance of 10-15% growth in FY22 in specialty chemical does look a little bit of on the softer side, especially compared to your own track record. Any color on that?
I would say two things. You know that this year in the specialty chemicals business, the growth has been pretty much phenomenal, right? Almost 2400 crores of revenues as against 1650 crores of revenues last year is a growth of about 45% that has come through. The overall, I would also say that during Q4, we had a lot of products that were high-value products that were kind of batch products that were to be sold out. And those were sold during the quarter. So there has to be some tapering in terms of the revenue for those types of products that will come through. Right? And therefore, we are saying if we normalize this, we are looking at a 10 to 15% growth. Given the fact that almost every plant that we today have is there at full capacity, or at least at, let's say, more premium capacity utilization have come through. We are adding new products, we are adding higher value molecules. We are also adding new products and, let's say, new MPPs that will come in. And all of these will add value going forward, where we will see positive in terms of both revenue and margins coming in. But at a 2400 crore base, I do believe that 15% or a 10 to 15% number is still a very decent number. And again, ye dil maange more hamesha hai, lekin we will have to live with a slightly smaller number this time.
No, no, sir. Especially on a strong base, you know, it is quite okay. Thanks.
Absolutely. I think that's what's very, very important to understand.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Chintan Modi from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So, first of all, many congratulations on such a robust performance. Yeah, I wanted to understand on the spec chem again. This new 375 crore plant also we are setting up. So, are we kind of signing up non-fluorine molecules also? And within fluorine, are we looking at new adjacent markets?
So the two questions that you have asked here, Chintan, one about non-fluorine and fluorine. Again, we've said this in the past and we are saying this. It is not purely fluorine that we are looking at today. I think the complexity of the molecules and the way this new plant is being set up, think of it this way, Chintan, that for a 375 crore plant to be set up in a 14-15 month time frame is in itself a very, very big achievement. This is a plant, multi-purpose plant, that is of a much, much larger technical superiority than the other earlier MPPs that I have. It has capacities that are much higher than existing MPPs. So, it can cater to much larger commercial quantities going forward. Right? So all of those things are a positive. And we have said this in the past that we are not limiting this to fluorine. Anything that is a complex chemistry, we are willing to do. Fluorine or non-fluorine.
Got it. So I'm just trying to understand which are the other adjacent markets that you would be looking at. Like, would it be fluoropolymers or pharmaceutical, where you are getting all this?
Fluoropolymers today comes under the fluorochemical business. We are already doing the PTFEBs, right? That project is going on. That's there. Within this, there will be various agrochemicals and pharmaceutical products, which either are an extension of an existing product, or let's say an active in nature, or existing non-actives, which are to be, let's say my customer requires a better quality product, or a product which is, let's say, a forward derivative of an existing product. So all of those are happening.
And sir, could you share the utilization levels of refrigerant gas? Hello? Could you share the utilization level of refrigerant gas facility?
So exiting March, almost everything was fully utilized, be it 32, 125, 22 or 134A for that matter. But there have been technical challenges that we have seen in some of the products. There were startup issues that came in after the lockdowns in March and April that had happened. Also, we are having a very large catalyst change coming up in the 134A, which will, one, increase our operational efficiencies in 134A, but to a certain extent also have an impact in terms of available for production. Going forward for probably a month's time, which will probably have a slight impact on the availability of 134A in FY22. So those are the two things. But yeah, as of now, almost fully utilized. 32-125 blends are running fully. Full on.
Okay, sir. Sure. Thank you, sir. I'll come back.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shalini Vasanta from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations. This is Vivek Ramakrishnan. I had this one question. You had been deleveraging for the past few years significantly, and even I think last year the debt would have come down by 600 crores given the strong cash flows. Given the capex, it looks like you're comfortable that you don't need to re-leverage again unless you have increased payout to shareholders. So I just wanted to know what are your, whether you expect the leverage to go up or remain roughly at this level going forward? And would there be any shareholders?
So I would typically say two or three things. One, you would have seen the fact that the total dividend that we paid out this time was also a much higher dividend that we've been paying out in the past. That's one. Second, The key element here is to look at growth opportunity, is to look at where the next level of growth is coming in, and therefore keep reinvesting back into the business. Now, given where our capex plans are, we believe if these capex plans are executed fully during the year, overall my debt as a total number goes out slightly higher, maybe 200, 250, 300 crores. Higher than what we have ended with March 21 with. But I would also say that this is something that is that will only time will tell in terms of how my leverage plays out. Overall, from a ratio leverage perspective, I don't see us deteriorating very significantly.
Thank you, sir. Good luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Niket Shah from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So just a couple of questions. One on the, again, on the specialty chemicals, when you guided for 10%-15% growth for 2022, just wanted to understand, because this year, any which way, the first quarter was dramatically impacted, and some part of the second quarter, and only the second half we have been back to our normal growth rates or in terms of higher utilization. So, if I have to look at 2022, the first half, any which way, will be higher growth as compared to FY 2021. So what is really putting this 10%-15% guidance? Don't you think that is on the slightly on the lower side or, you know?
Yeah, again, Niket, the intent will be to obviously achieve higher numbers. The intent will be to look at more opportunities. But let's be fair about it. We are talking about a growth number, which is still at 10%-15%. The need to, let's say, grow at 400 crores is pretty decent from where the business size is today. So we also have to be cognizant of the fact that capacity utilization has gone to a certain level. We also have to be cognizant of the fact that the base has grown very significantly. We have also know that the opportunities that are presenting themselves are large, but will take more time in effectuating out. And therefore, we've kind of said that we want to look at a  10%-15% growth. Obviously, intent from both growth perspective and margin perspective will be higher, but let's live with that number as of now.
Sure. And the other question was on the packaging side of the business. Where do you see spreads really shaping up, given the fact that, apart from India, other global markets have kind of really opened up reasonably, and COVID cases have been coming off? So, on the packaging spread, and the last question would be on the utilization, on the, again, on spec chem. So assuming no capacity is coming through, hypothetically, existing capacity can give you what revenues at peak utilization?
So two questions. Let me first answer the packaging film question, about, in terms of the margins. So what is happening in packaging films is that, there were new lines to be commissioned, some in March and some in April, the OPP side. Some of those have got delayed, given the fact that India has had a very large impact of COVID. Engineers that were to travel from Germany have kind of been, now not allowed to travel, which has had its impact. So to that extent, when we were making our budget numbers, when we were looking at these, they were slightly depressed, given that we knew that some new lines were starting out. That's something that is likely and set to change. We believe that for at least the next few months, things are not looking as bad as they were initially, and that's something that we are looking at. However, you are also right in saying that when I look at the international market, all our European operations, all the Thailand operations, as well as the South Africa operations, they are looking in fairly good shape. Hopefully, all the benefit of the leases that we had put up in Thailand will come through. The full utilization of the BOPP, let's say about 9 months of this year, will add to increase in volumes and therefore profitability of the Thai unit, as well as the Hungary unit ramping up fully, is something that we are looking forward to. So, lower spreads in India generically, but better utilization internationally is something that should play out as a theme for the year.
Right.
On the specialty chemical side, you had asked for what is the revenue potential going forward. I still believe that, as our base is improving, this year may be a slightly lower revenue guidance in 10% to 15%. Going forward, if we do keep investing...
No, sir, my question was, how much peak revenues can you generate? My question was, how much peak revenues can you generate from the existing capacities?
My sense is from existing capacities and not taking into account new CapExes that are online today, in the range of about 2,700 crores-2,800 crores.
Okay, perfect. That'll be very helpful. Thank you so much, sir, and best of luck for the rest of the quarter.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhav Marda from FIL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good afternoon. Thank you for your time. I think one more question on the specialty chemical side. I think there's been quite a few. My question was that, you know, we are spending of that 1,700-1,800 crore CapEx, about 60%-70% is for on the chemical side. which is about 1,100 crores. Could you help us understand how much of this goes into specialty chemical versus refrigerants and PTFE? And I think PTFE capex is back on track, right? It was a bit delayed last year, so are we assuming it's back on track?
Yeah, it was delayed by about a year. It is delayed by about a year. I think September 22 is when it comes up.
Okay. So could you help us understand the 1,100 crore capex in chemicals? How it would be split across the different segments within it?
I will have to come back to you on that from a capex by capex perspective. You could write to us, Madam, and we will give you that information separately.
So, thank you. And the second question was on the refrigerant.
My rough sense, Madam, is that it is probably in the range of about 650 crores in the specialty chemicals, and the balance 400-500 crores in the fluorochemicals. But we will have a relook at it and come back.
And the second question was, in the specialty chemical side, we've been about 80-20 between agrochem and pharma. Is there any change to the outlook in terms of next 3 years in the molecules in the pipeline? Can the pharma piece be higher, or largely we'll maintain that share for the next 3 years?
So the intent here, Madhav, is to say that there has to be another focused approach on the pharmaceutical products that we need to develop. We are looking at generating more pharma leads. We are looking at specialized pharma teams, looking at pharmaceutical opportunities. In the next 3 to 5 years, I think the share should go up. However, if the opportunities that present themselves today in the agrochemical space are the way they are, we believe both can grow at a fast pace.
Okay.
But we will have renewed focus on pharma for sure.
Okay. And so just the last one, maybe if I can ask, even if I look at specialty chemicals, we are spending about 600 crores in capex, and even if we assume a 1x kind of asset turn, and the existing capacities itself have some more room, I just wonder, given we are committing capex, can the growth still be higher, considering our capacities are expanding at a pretty healthy pace?
Madhav, that is all conjecture.
Okay,
fact of the matter is that even existing plants or new plants that are being put up will take 12 to 18 months time to ramp up.
Okay.
And yes, even if you assume a 1x, a 600 number will add to revenues at a pace. But look at it, 600 on 2300 is 20% over an 18 month period. Taper it down, it comes to about 12-13%.
Okay, got it. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Dhruvam from HDFC Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. So just the question back to the FCF generation and the debt increase. So if I look at the the overall EBITDA this year is about 2,100 crores. Say next year is plus minus 10% even given various numbers, various scenarios. And your capex of about 1,600 to 1,900 crores. And you have a cash balance also of about 400 crores. So why would the debt be higher is what I was trying to understand.
So again, I had said that at 1,600 to 1,900 crores, again, clearly the way the cash flows are structured from an entity by entity perspective, we believe at 1,900 crores, there may be a 200 crore addition. Right, so it is not that I will use the entire cash up. It is also not that the entire business scenario will change. It will remain where it is. And therefore, given let's say a 10% increase in our EBITDA minus the dividend, minus taxes, minus interest and others, we do believe that the differential could be in the range of 100 to 200 crores. So that's why we were saying that there may be a cash a debt may be higher by that much. Again, it will depend on what is the exact amount of capex that ends up getting done. It will depend on what is the exact amount of working capital management we are able to do and various other balance sheet initiatives that we are looking at. So all of those things will become key.
Got it. So if it's probably at the 1900 end, probably then there will be a debt increase. Is probably that would be fair.
Yeah. And again, the fact is that it doesn't matter in terms of the exact number. Whether there will be an increase in my leverage ratio, be it debt to EBITDA, be it be it net to network, I don't think that is happening.
Yeah, true, true. So the second question was on the when we were mentioning about the capex in the special in the chemical segment, you mentioned about R22 and R32 also. So are there some expansions even there? I understand chloromethane was expanding. PTFE
now we have started. R22 is a part of the PTFE capex that is being put up.
Oh, okay. So PTFE R22 and R32
is also expanding. The capex that we had announced, I think, 6 months ago.
Okay, I have problems. Got it. And sir, two more questions, quick ones. Is any sir guidance that you can give for the margins for the chemical business for 22? The exit rate for 21 is pretty strong. So any guidance that you can give?
So I would typically say that for the chemicals business overall, again, I think the fluorochemicals business will play out in terms of higher capacity utilizations, higher sales numbers from existing products, the new chloromethane kicking in somewhere in the third quarter or the fourth quarter, the higher sales from 32 and various other capacity utilization being higher is something that we will look forward to in the fluorochemicals. I've given you the number guidance in terms of the specialty chemicals in 10-15%, so you can aggregate those two up.
Got it, sir. And so one last bit is, if I look at the capital employed in the chemical business, is about 5,000.
I think it's better that you come back into the queue. There are other people waiting.
Yeah, sorry. No worries. I'll join the queue. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Amar Maurya from Alpha Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Rahulji, for the opportunity, and congratulations for a very good margin in a chemical business. Sir, my question is again on the specialty chemical and largely from the guidance perspective. The 15% to 10% guidance which we are giving, is it largely because of the capacity constraint? Because I don't see any issue in the demand, right? Hello?
Again, it is difficult to answer, Amar. I would say yes and no. Today, the way our order book is structured, today, the way our product profile is structured, I don't think there is an issue in terms of what will be supplied to the customer. The only point that I will make is that there will always be a position in terms of what can be the growth. Now, when we are saying 10 to 15%, obviously, this is something that we would look forward to. You can keep conjecturing whether it will be higher or lower.
Okay. Now, why, sir, I'm asking is, if I take a 3 years quarterly average revenue addition per quarter, it has been 200, 130 and 160 crores. Now, if we do this math, it is like 86 to 90 crores revenue addition per quarter, which is lowest in your historical track record history. And kind of commentary which I can understand that you are giving from the demand perspective and looking to the global scenario, I don't see any issue in the demand. So that is the reason I was trying to understand. Is it the temporary issue just because that we are operating at a higher utilization level and probably by the time new capacities kick in, we will probably need to, see this kind of revenue growth?
It's difficult to comment, Amar. I have not looked at it from the perspective that you are looking at it from an average increase in the annual or quarterly average or whatever you are looking at. Fact of the matter is that today we are at a 2,350 crore annualized turnover. Given where our current capacity utilizations are, given where the markets are, given where our order book is, we have kind of worked on giving you the guidance here. Now, obviously, as I said earlier, also the intent is to do higher, to do better. But this is the best that I can do today. Hopefully, I'll be proven wrong going forward.
Okay. Because you had guided for 25 and you did 40. So now you are guiding 50. So
you keep conjecturing.
Sorry, sir?
Go conjecture. I'm saying keep injecting and I'm happy.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ankur Periwal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sure. So, sir, you know, continuing with the spectrum side, now your commentary did mention, you know, some bit of focus on the pharma side. And, you know, earlier also you mentioned in the call that some back production which came in the Q4, which has sort of, you know, given a boost to the spectrum revenues further. So one clarification, was this specific related to pharma and how are you looking at the pharma space? I understand you gave a commentary from a 3-5 year perspective.
More agro products is what were these in our and some customers. From a 3 to 5 year perspective, I think the overall thought process here, Ankur, is a growth level which is higher than 15-20% on a generic basis. Given that we will continuously keep investing in the business, given that we will keep continuously looking at newer products. Given that we should be in a position to enhance existing assets and utilize existing assets. Therefore, we believe that there is a possibility of a much higher growth that is there. But again, you've seen a larger number in terms of growth coming through in FY21. FY22 should slightly be lower in terms of growth, given that, again, the way things have panned out. Whether that is something that we are limiting ourselves to, certainly not. We do believe going forward, growth can be even larger than this.
Sure.
And So
commensurate to that, you know, now as you know, referring earlier comments, wherein we do expect a good ramp up in RevGas, given this, at least the first half of this year was slightly subdued on the RevGas side. So RevGas ramp up happening as well as the utilization scaling up on the spectrum side. Your thoughts on the overall margins front, and this is also where you know you did mention that there are certain continuous process improvement sort of you know initiatives that we keep taking on the margins front. So should one consider that 20% is the base here, and you know what sort of you know let's say 3 to 5 years, what sort of views there are on the margins front?
I can't comment on the number, but generically two or three things. As higher capacity utilization in the fluorochemical space kicks in, the operating leverage should play out and therefore lead to much better and higher margins. As our base becomes larger, as our ability to continuously supply some of the products to our customers continues to be there, the costs do come down and therefore there is a better margin play that does happen. And given that the scale is growing at a pace which is very, very significant, I think the benefits of scale will also come through over a period of time. But what will be the number is something that I can't predict, Ankur, and I won't want to also.
Sure, sir. Fair enough. And if I got your, just one clarification, if I got your comment right on the packaging film, you said there are certain delays in those incremental capacities coming in. Because of which you believe that, you know, those favorable spreads will continue for the next maybe couple of quarters. Was that right?
I did not say couple of quarters. That is something that you read into. But I'm saying for at least for the next 2-3 months, there seems to be some positives on that side.
And this is on the POPET side. BOPP has been steady state.
I was saying about the BOPP side. BOPP is continuing very strong. There were new capacities on the BOPP that were coming in. Those seem to have got slightly in India.
Okay, sure. That's helpful, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ankur. Thank you very much.
The next question is from the line of Sujit Vora from Birla Sun Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the question. So I just have one question. Regarding your specialty chemical business, where all our chemical business put together, as you mentioned, that the capacities are almost at full utilization.
Sorry, my apology. Your voice is not clear. You'll be talking on the handset, please. I'm unable to hear you.
I'm on the internet. Am I clear now? Probably from the television.
Much better. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. So just wanted to say one thing. Since you said that all your capacities in specialty chemicals and chemical business, everything put together, are running at optimum utilization. So will it be a right statement to make that the return ratio now from this business, say if I extrapolate the fourth quarter numbers, the return ratios on the capacities are at peak? Will it be a right statement to make?
I'm not sure what does that mean to my mind. Return ratio from an EBIT perspective is what you're talking about?
EBIT, yeah, ROCE. Say for example, the return on capital employed. Since we get that numbers on a quarterly basis, so is it be fine to say that assume that the return ratio now we can whatever we growth we get here on would be driven by largely by newer CapExes?
Difficult to say. There is still some possibility of expansion of return ratios happening from where we are. When I said optimum utilization, the optimum utilization meant most of our plants are today fully utilized. Again, these things keep changing, and when I said exit of March is something that I meant from an overall perspective. There will be some plants which have recently been put up, which are likely to add to revenue and therefore to the returns of the business. You are aware, ST-16, ST-17, we had commissioned in the last 3 months only. Right? So those will
Right.
be there. The new MPP will come through. There are certain other cost measures that we are taking, which will have a positive. So all of that will happen.
Okay.
And I would not say that we've reached the peak.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much. So that was so much. Thank you.
I hope it explains it. I'm not sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Jain for closing comments.
So thank you everyone for joining us on the call here. I hope to have answered some of your questions. If you do have any other additional questions, please feel free to mail them to our team. Whatever is in the public domain, we will try and answer them. And I once again thank you for taking the time to join us on this call. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Batlivala & Karani Securities, that concludes this conference. We thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.